from the scripture point of view, this scripture that for the church came quite a while after Paul has already visited, and the work of God was already growing. Mm-hmm. Like first missionary journey with Barnabas and Saul, beginning with Barnabas and Saul, they went to Cyprus, and from Cyprus went to Antioch of Pisidia, Iconium, Derbe, Lystra, and already the work was growing as Paul went to these places by new ones, new people. So at that time, no writing. And Gentiles, these are Gentiles. So how did they keep going? No writing. Only Paul spoke. Very simple message to reconcile. This was to God and walk by the Spirit.
He was an individual walk with God.
Yeah, and the reality is God is able to lead them. God has such a capacity, great capacity, because He also says, we are God's workmanship. Paul says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He has before ordained that we should walk in. So, like with each prophet, had the Spirit of God. But until Christ came, very limited people was able to have the Spirit of God. Moses wanted more people to have the Spirit of God. He wished everyone were prophet. But until Christ came, because Adam's fall, then Spirit is gone. So at times, few people had Spirit of God. But after the day of Pentecost, the new time, this time period, that those people who did Romans 10:9 had the Spirit of God. And Spirit of Christ, not Spirit of Moses, Elijah, but it's so much bigger. And then sons and daughters of God. Very different capacity, right hand of God. So, God could very closely lead the prophets, Moses, Elijah, Elisha, like very closely able to lead them. Moses was not reading the Old Testament after God chose him to send him to Egypt. Many years later, the Ten Commandments came, mm-hmm. and the five books. But Moses was doing already great works because of the Spirit of God, and he was led by the Spirit of God. So it's very easy, simple. When a person recognizes that now God can direct you directly, it is God who is working mm-hmm. in you. Like Paul is always encouraging, it's God is working in you. Mm-hmm. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, He may give you spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So God, Creator, has great capacity to very closely direct His children. But the doctrine is wrong. Oh, you need to know first these things. So they are not going to God. They don't think they can do. They are taught, okay, until you are like this, you cannot lead, you cannot teach. Unless you know the lot of knowledge of the Bible, you cannot teach. So they are not expecting to walk like that. But the reality is, when the Spirit of God is with you, in you, He will give you utterance, and he can enlighten. He can give you wisdom, understanding. And we see that in the book of Acts. Even the beginning with the 12 apostles in Jerusalem and Day of Pentecost, they were not having the like a New Testament revelation. But as much as they were capable to receive, they were doing great things. Many years later came the church epistle, like Paul's message. Paul's message was already, he was preaching the message many years before the writing came. So, who had the writing? When we go back and see first century like that, then it was with men of God, these few people. And now it very interesting thing is 2 Timothy 3:16. So we know that Timothy, Titus, these scriptures, books were addressed to the gift ministry or the men of God, like that. And 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture is inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God, very clearly said, that the men of God,
talking about his prophets,
like men of God, like Moses was called the man of God, Nathan was called the man of God, David was called the man of God.
And in this administration, would it be everybody?
No,
or men?
No,
it would be
again,
certain men.
Certain men. Timothy was called the man of God. So, like if we just look at the scripture very simply, it is addressed to the men of God. On the other hand, we can switch around. Today, in the Christian world, is basically practicing that scripture is written for everybody. Everybody. So, the pastor and teachers and everybody, they focus on the Bible teaching, Bible studies, Bible fellowships. Like even the title is Bible study. Yeah, Bible study. So then we will just look at the fruit. Look at the, if the doctrine is right, then right fruit. Many years, this is the doctrine that the main emphasis is to teach new people, old people, the Bible. Encourage people to read the Bible. Okay, everybody's reading, everybody's learning, new seminar is coming. And something to notice is so many, like even teachers, they are reading the same Bible and coming up with different doctrines. Many, many different doctrines. So, one group, for example, would be inclined to the teaching of that teacher's understanding. If this teacher understands Bible this way, then basically his believers will have the same way. Same way, Baptist people, okay, they taught like that, then they'll believe the same way. Roman Catholic priest will say, then Roman Catholic person will think.
It might be entirely different.
Yeah, and everybody's reading. The point is, everybody's reading. It's not like they are not reading. Everybody has access, even to so many accesses, so many books of the somebody, this person, that person. Nowadays, the is online, so even more. You can access this person's website and hear that person's website. But when we look at the fruit, okay, what kind of fruit are this person's teaching is bringing, or that person's teaching is bringing, that person's teaching is bringing. And it is not matching with the acts, like the growth. So might
that's yeah. what we call fruit. That's what we call the fruit.
Like if
you know the
yeah.
people that come or are we talking about the fruit of the spirit?
Yeah, fruit of the spirit also. And because God's aim is to have all men to be saved.
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody is doing something like right doctrine with God, then definitely there will be many people getting saved. Their life being prospering. And health is getting better. So we could see, observe, everybody's reading, actually, mostly.
Yeah,
not everybody, but...
Yeah.
So, yet, we are not seeing that kind of... Okay, 10% of Book of Acts, it's happening or not happening. So, if to get people to understand the Bible is the really the main thing, however, in the first century it was not.
Yeah.
Like the fact is, it was not because it's not there. They went directly to God. And God enlightened them with wisdom, revelation of knowledge. That's Paul saying. Go to the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. He will give you. He's saying He will give you. He was speaking. And those days believers, they're catching, okay, oh, I need to go to God. He will give me. Today's teaching is, even Paul is saying like this, today's teaching is, go to the scripture.
And then.
Yeah, go to the scripture, you read. But Paul was not saying that. Paul was saying, when he was speaking, go to God. He is working in you. He is putting the desire and to do of His good pleasure. Paul is saying, you are at the right hand of God, far above all principalities, powers, might, like that. You are there. And you are in front of God, holy, in front of God.
Yeah, justified.
Yeah, so God will give you, your Father will give you wisdom and revelation. That you may know what is the
good and acceptable,
yeah, acceptable will of God. Paul was not saying go to the scripture. Why he could not say? Because it's not written. And when it is written, he is saying go to God. So the man of God's job, whoever the man of God's job is, to show the believers to do that. Now you go to God.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What makes you be a man of God? Is matter of desire between you and God, and He'll work in you?
It's up to God.
Uh-huh.
And that person's heart, meekness, that he could receive. Like Peter, on the rooftop, at that time, many years after the Pentecost, they were not going to the Gentiles. Because their understanding, means their tradition, was that Gentiles were like very unclean people. Unclean, dirty. You will not even go inside the house. You will never eat with them. But Peter was able to receive. So, God, with the different ways to get him to understand. And eventually he went to Cornelius' house and he said, well, I'm not supposed to come inside your house, being a Jew, but God showed me like that, and And after they spoke in tongues, he was, and the six other, they were shocked.
Oh,
wow. So now they are not different. That was a big understanding, revelation. And when he went back to Jerusalem, the other elders and apostles, they were, couldn't believe it. Like, why did you go to there, Gentiles? Don't you know? And, of course, Peter rehearsed. So, the tradition kind of blocked people to receive from God. But if a person will decide, even we may think we know something, but if our attitude is, okay, God, now I will receive from you the truth. I may know so many things, but now I am willing to receive from you. I will not uphold my previous doctrine, which I think was true, but okay, now I will not even uphold that. I'm willing to learn from you. Then God will be able to show, begin to show. The thing is, so many years people are trained to go to the Bible, to read the Bible. Everything was Bible study, okay? More you know, then you can do. It's kind of common with all different groups. But that kind of fruit is not there, like the book of Acts. When Peter moved with God, then signs, wonders, and miracles, and the Lord added to the church such as should be saved, daily such as should be saved. So there's a, in the scripture it shows that this is what God wants to do. Even from the first day, God could add about 3,000 souls in one day, beginning of the church. And then subsequently, the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And immediately 5,000 souls. So when Paul came around, the same kind of things happening. Peter's time and Paul's time. Again, outreach, growth, many people are being added, many laborers, and miracles, signs, wonders. So Book of Acts, the scripture is showing like the temperature gauge.
Yeah.
When the doctor is right, it grows. But if the doctor is not right, it will not grow. So what is the doctrine? The doctrine is actually very simple. That each person to turn to the living God. Born again people, sons and daughters of God. And that now they are just as Christ. And God is putting in each one's heart the desire, vision, direction. And also, that God gives you the words to speak. Even new person, old person. So we are, like in India, we are just immediately doing this.
Uh-huh.
New person, illiterate person, ladies. Like ladies are in certain areas of India, never went out of the home, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, even shopping. Either servants will go or husbands will go.
Yeah.
They are kept inside. Very traditional areas. But when they heard the word from God, not religion, Christianity, but they heard that from somebody that inspired something, that they turned to God. Like Lydia. God opened the heart. Because Paul spoke the word from God. Now these individuals, they're doing the just like Jesus is doing. Now we're just seeing new people, they are speaking the word from God. And signs, wonders, and miracles. Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, turban,
yeah,
you know,
uh-huh,
they are preaching. We couldn't teach them, give them seminar, but God had it. God brought these
individuals.
And also, just encourage them, okay, you can do.
I believe that the scripture was always saying on that.
Yeah.
You know, I personally, I read the scripture.
Yes, yes.
I read it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
With the difference that God is the one guiding you to it.
Yes, yes.
And teaching you from
it. That's right, yeah.
And many, many other times, it is not from the scripture, but it's still you hear that message and you know that it is a word or words coming from God.
Yes.
So I know you must have heard about this balance thing.
But like,
which I believe
in the first in the first century, there was no balance.
I understand.
Yeah. So how did they do that?
Like, I understand.
Because God is able to do.
Yeah.
Even okay, now just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Most Christians read the Bible. They have the scripture.
Yeah. Okay.
So how's the balance?
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I mean.
So
we have to allow that. We have to learn that.
Yeah.
That
so
there
so,
be a balance. That the word of God is not the Bible.
Mm.
But it contains words from God.
Yeah, words from
God. And it might guide you into the word, into a word from God.
Yeah. See, the scripture is introducing you to the living God.
Uh-huh.
Living God.
Yeah.
Very easily living God. And it's not that we have to know everything or even 10% even.
Mm-hmm.
When a person will just turn to God, then God is able to teach, show, and able to lead this person,
mm-hmm,
direct this person. So we are showing these people in India, Nepal, to go to God, to lead us to, you speak the words that God gives you, you speak. And they're doing, then daily, so many deliverance, so many blessings, so many, and it's just multiplying mm-hmm, and multiplying. So now millions, while we are sitting here,
mm-hmm,
millions of people are being added, just sitting, mm-hmm, because right doctrine, they are not led by a person, leader, they are led by God, directly. So God is showing them, God has the capability.
I understand.
To direct each person, his sons and daughters. This is scripture. This is what scripture says. This is a right doctrine. God said, I am able to teach my children. He said that I am Jehovah God. Everybody will know me and I will teach them. And until the Spirit of God was available, it was not possible. The prophet has to teach them, tell them. They came to the prophet and said, okay, tell me what God thinks about this. Many line, long line. Moses says, oh, this is too much. God give me more, you know, help me. Then 70 more people with the Spirit of God. So now the right direction, our service, our ministry is to reconcile people to God. Jesus Christ ministry, God was in Christ reconciling people to God, back to God. So now each person, when they do Romans 10:9, they are reconciled, connected directly to the source, and show them that you can go directly to God. Paul was saying you have access to the Father, you have boldness,
oh, yeah,
so and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
to the Father through the Spirit. So Paul was very much encouraging when there was no scripture written. He was saying already. So people went to God, the Father, very boldly. God was showing directly. When the Thessalonians, they had no Bible, but the word of the Lord sounded out. It's not talking about the Bible word, but the word that God gave to their mouth sounded out. And many miracles, wonders, signs, so that sounded out not only to Macedonia, but Achaia and so many places. So mightily grew the word of God. What is that? This word of God is Acts 19. Paul comes over to Ephesus and meets about 12 disciples. He didn't know who they were, but when he talked, he knew, okay, these are like disciples kind of person, knows that Jesus is the Messiah. So first thing Paul says to them was, have you lambanoed Holy Spirit? Have you manifested Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, what? We don't know. What do you mean, this Holy Spirit? And then he just explained. And first thing Paul got them to do was to speak by the Spirit. Right away. Speaking in tongues, they prophesied. The first thing, Paul, he was not saying, okay, now let us sit and I'm going to teach you this and that, many topics. But he got them to immediately to speak by the Spirit. So it says they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. And then in the synagogue for 3 months he preached, but these Jews, they were not happy then. So he went to school of Tyrannus, and for 2 years he was... What was he teaching? About walking by the Spirit, speak by the Spirit. And so each person who were enlightened, they spoke the word from God. They were like prophets. They were speaking the word from God. So mightily grew the word from God. So how the word from God grew? Everybody was doing, everybody speaking the word from God, word of God. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word from God prevailed. So then great signs, wonders, miracles. So this very simple point. Because once we reconcile person to God, living God, Muslim to living God, Sikh person to living God, he will establish. They are committed. And they know that it's not like they are, okay, now I have to study. And okay, everybody sit down, okay, open the Bible. In India also there are many Christian groups, denominations. And there's no growth in these Christian groups. In, say, Punjab, there are Christian groups. But in the Christian churches, no signs, wonders, miracles. But these believers, signs, wonders, miracles. Even the churches, they are coming. Many, many from churches, they are coming. And they are delivered. They're set free. They say, oh, we didn't know these things. Very simple.
Somebody, like before, since we heard about, you know, like we can go to God. Like nobody told them like that.
The church people, they didn't know that.
Yeah, you need to read. Have knowledge about, you know.
Oh yeah, that for instance, myself, my household, we have changed that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are capable. First of all, we are complete in Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing that we can add by what studying more or knowing more. There's nothing we can take away. Nobody. We have everything that God made available in Christ.
Yes.
So we're capable of going directly to God, as you showed us.
Yes.
Capable of going directly to God, and with no sense of sin or condemnation, you know, completely justified, and you're seated at the right hand of God, and you are just as Christ is on earth right now.
Yeah.
Right now. And the scripture shows you that when you're born again, you have His Spirit.
Yes.
His Spirit makes you a new creature, capable of doing things that you were not able to do before. So, the scripture informs you, gives you these tips.
See, most pastor teachers, they're reading the scriptures, might have read these things, but the difference between the person with the right doctrine is this person is open to God, so God can give the right understanding of that, like you said. Because there are so many people reading the Bible, many theologians, many great Hebrew scholar, Aramaic scholar, and all these people, and but not to them it is opened up. But even though they are reading, they are like even Jesus' time, scribes and Pharisees, they are searching the scriptures. And Jesus said, "You are vainly searching the scriptures." He just said to them, see, you are whoever will teach the right doctrine is the person who turns to God.
Then that's the only way to obtain the right doctrine.
Yeah, so such a person is so-called that the man of God. See, scripture is not profitable to everybody. Yeah. It's not because everybody's reading. All denominations teaching. But a person who is turned to God, the veil drops. Veil, reading. They're reading so much, studying so much, but veil is there, cannot understand. But when that man of God, the person who greatly desired to live for God, he turns to God, then God just drops the veil and shows what it is the important thing. So he said, oh, I see, like this. So then what next point? So that person now is to teach. Like Paul understood these things, God showed them him, not from the scripture, God revealed. He didn't go to the apostles to Jerusalem to learn, but he went to Arabia somewhere. He went to God. God showed this new thing, totally different, new. And he began to preach, like seated at the right hand of God, like it's a new idea. It's not in the Old Testament. One body, Jews and Gentiles, one body. That it is God who works in you. Like it's a totally new concept he's preaching.
Yeah, but where is all that?
Yeah, that's why God says he will reveal to the man of God. That the man of God, if he's not a man of hard-hearted, he will not understand. He may be teaching to everybody, read the Bible, like we are seeing so many places, but we are not seeing that kind of work of God evidence. Why? Because it requires, that's why it is written in 2 Timothy 3:16. It is for the man of God to get it first. If the man of God gets it, Because he's, then he will be able to tell people the right way. Not like he says, okay, Isaiah, this thing, you study this, or Book of Revelation, you study this, and everybody's, okay, reading. And some of them said, okay, you are not justified. You have to work. You are not really saved. You have to work until the end. Some people, they're teaching from the Bible, you know, these leaders, and they are working hard, working. So, God wants to get that man of God to get it. That the man of God may be perfect. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is written to the man of God, Timothy.
So, we do go to the scripture.
So, who goes to? Who?
Man of God.
So, that person, it is beneficial for that person to see what is the doctrine, reproof, and correction, which is instruction in righteousness. And man of God is what kind of person? Who is really humble. So many doctrines are already there. Paul's time, so many doctrines are already there. Jewish concept, doctrine, tradition is so thick. And he was from that background. He was Hebrew of Hebrews, and Pharisee of Pharisees, and righteousness in law, he was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, he was totally into that. Mm-hmm. Yet, for such a person with such a heavy burden of the previous doctrine and customs, but he turned to God, then God could start show and could fine-tune the right doctrine. Like, from where, how did he fine-tune these points? Only God can fine-tune Paul. So Paul says that all scripture is that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly perfected unto all good work. So man of God gets it. All it takes is one person. Like one Paul, one Moses, like that. So one person gets it, then he just show believers to, okay, now you go to God. You have the ability. So we can give the encouragement, energy. Now you go to God. You do what God puts in your heart. Don't listen to men. Listen to God. So these people start practicing. Oh, okay. Before they were led by the leaders. What leader said, okay, oh, you shouldn't go that area, or you have to do this way. So, wrong doctrine.
Giving a burden on the leader.
Leader also, and this leader will think that, okay, everything I have to ask the leader. Okay, what should I go do? What kind of teaching should I teach tonight at my fellowship? But the right doctrine comes from the man of God, then it will go through the every area. And they come to know, oh, okay, I just need to ask God. He will tell me. So they will start practicing and they understand, oh yeah, God showed me this. I thought I couldn't teach in my fellowship. I thought I'm a new person. But then his leader understood this doctrine. So he will say that, okay, you just open your mouth, God will give you, he will speak, so you don't need to worry. So encouragement. So this new person says, oh, really, like this, is that easy? Yes, it's that easy. So this person will step out and then say, whoa, it's happening. Like, yeah, God, like everybody was blessed.
Yeah.
And also, like Jesus said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. So, disciples went out, two by two, and signs, wonders, miracles, evil spirits are cast out, running away. They returned and said, you know something, Jesus? Like, you are right. Really incredible things happening. So, right doctrine. So somebody got it from somewhere and it went. The rest is just need to speak. Speak. And to build that confidence in that person that he can go to the Father and he will always hear you. He'll give you understanding. He is with you. So like that, this point, so when a person starts to do that, he sees that, wow, really? So it's no longer dependent upon his leader, but depend upon God. And then he will teach the same thing to his new people, new leaders. Okay, now, don't depend upon me. God is with you. And he will show you what to do. So why don't you just ask God for your field? So this new person says, oh, really, I can do that? Yes, you can do that. So he will ask God for ready place, ready harvest, and laborers. And it's happening. And it just keeps going because everybody is now directly accessing God. And God is also accessing them. But this right doctrine came from the man of God who was humble and saw from the scripture, like God is showing, see how Jesus is teaching. Is he holding the Bible? He said, no, he's not holding the Bible. And how? He's opening his mouth. Oh.
So these words will be added in this, like a scripture. It's also like scripture. Like what we heard.
Yeah.
Like we connect to God. And each one to go to God and ask God. And like new people.
So new book of Acts.
Yeah.
For each person is now new book of Acts, like it was not just only Paul's, only Peter's, but now Krishna's, now Stephen's, now like now many. So new person, new, very new. God is showing some person, God is inspiring them to do business. So they're doing some person in the political field. No, God is just bringing from all direction.
And some people even don't know like what the scripture, what
But they're practicing the right doctrine. Because they are taught the right doctrine verbally, like 2,000 years ago. It was verbally spoken. And main thing was that they were reconciled to God, connected. And that they are accessing God. So when Paul left Thessalonica, having visited them for the first time, and that time there was no cell phone, no computers, no such thing. And they were very productive. And these are totally new and Gentiles. And no writing. But Paul gave that main thing by verbal. Verbal means. Right doctrine.
So if the Bible wasn't written, wasn't it God's will for the Bible to be written?
So Bible was written
for the man of God.
Man of God. So Paul says very plainly that the man of God. He didn't say that all believers we. Very simply.
So the Bible still has its very important purpose.
Yes. Because God fixed the man of God to be right.
So if I am to go to the people and share with them.
Yes.
You know, I could perfectly bring the Bible and show things
you can
that
show.
God is showing me that it will be profitable for them to know.
Yeah. And what profitable for them to know is that you now go directly to the
directly
Father.
Either way, if God doesn't reveal that word to you, no matter how good I'm with words, they're not going to do any good.
No.
God would have to be involved and to reveal himself.
And God also already shown from the scripture that God has ready people. God added to the church daily such as should be saved. It doesn't say such as should not be saved. But very plainly says, those who are ready, such as should be saved, God added. So to such a person, it is they are ready to receive. On the day of Pentecost, about 3,000 were ready. They heard the word from God, which came out from Peter's mouth, and they were glad. They gladly received. We know, say, if I just start talking to somebody somewhere, and they are offended.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And some person, nice person, but after speaking, he's kind, he said, well, you know, thank you very much for sharing this, but I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
So, what God wants to do for us is, he wants to bring to us the ready people. So this is also right doctrine, like God is showing from the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add those people. So you don't try to add.
Yeah,
like go witnessing this and, you know, knock at the door. Scripture showing.
She will bring.
I'm going to bring. So but, you expect me to bring.
So is that maybe what is missing here? Our expectation or?
So one is, main thing is, whoever is ready kind of person,
mm-hmm.
this logic will go and they will accept.
Yeah.
But individuals who are not ready, you cannot work with. So we want individual who's ready. God, you bring to me that one ready person. Because you may have the right doctrine, but if I'm working with individual who's not ready,
yeah, it's useless.
Then next year, third year, fourth year, they are not going to go to God. Really open their heart, be led by God. So it will not grow. So first of all, like Jesus had initially nobody. But God brought Andrew. Then Jesus was not looking for Andrew. He was just walking around and then Andrew followed with another person and Jesus noticed them following and said, what do you want? And Andrew said, oh, where do you live? And Jesus said, come and see. And it began. Then Andrew brought Peter, another ready person, and James. And so God's going to bring to us, with no effort of ours, those individuals who is ready, gladly receive kind of person. And once those person comes to us, then, just as Jesus, he spoke by inspiration. He was not speaking to Peter by, okay, now I'll teach you an Old Testament and
scrolls.
He just spoke by inspiration, something which hit his heart, like, whoa.
That needed right
now. Yeah. Philip also the same thing. Whoa. You know. So that we are to now, this is also right doctrine. You know, no man can really say Jesus is Lord
but by the Spirit.
But by speaking by the Spirit.
Mm.
So, what does this mean? Only speaking in tongues? Prophecy. It is also speaking by the Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, Peter, it was by the Spirit, not by Peter's great preparation. He had a preparation note. Even doctor said that was straight prophecy. He didn't prepare going back to his house and made notes. And no, God can give the words. So only the word from God is quick and powerful. So the man of God kind of person must make decision that from now I'm going to speak thy word. Not my word, but thy word. Even the book of Acts, after apostles were threatened by the elders and priests of this temple, no longer you speak in his name. Then he returned to his company and they prayed, and they prayed that give us boldness to speak thy word. He said, give us boldness to speak your word. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So Spirit, always the Spirit of God. Prophets, how did they speak? By the Spirit. We are such individuals. Now everyone is like more than the prophets. And everybody has that capability. So the man of God needs to tell them. This is what the scripture actually says. So we need to tell them, you open your mouth, God will speak. I don't have to, okay, let's open the Bible and see this and this and this. Like Paul, he just spoke. And later became scripture. But when Paul was there, he was just saying, encouraging, okay, you can do this. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all, like that. So that the man of God kind of person would just now then to speak the right doctrine. It means right doctrine is speak the word that God is inspiring him. Even the scripture came by inspiration of God. So somebody spoke by inspiration. So we will encourage believers, okay, God will inspire you. Maybe at this time you are not inspired to speak, then you don't have to speak. But at some moment, you may be very much inspired. Then you want to speak. Like inspired speak means, oh, I want to speak. Then you open your mouth and speak. So we are communicating this. First to one person. One person came, okay, Krishna came, communicated to this. So that time, not much work with Krishna. Some were there, shown him, okay, now you will do what God tells you to do. This is number one. Before, actually, he was kind of controlled by his leader.
Yeah, what he wants.
Yeah, so I said, if you want to be fruitful, then now you decide to listen to God and you do that. If you want to be fruitful, you now do the things that God puts in your heart. Don't be afraid. Do that. Even I say something else to you, Krishna, but God is putting in your heart to say, do this, you do that.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid from me. Just do what God puts in your heart. Then you're going to be successful. So, kind of that education.
Yeah.
And you speak the words from God. For me to say to Krishna was that if you open your Bible and start teaching like traditionally, then new person who will come will think that this is how. They will start thinking, oh, I must know the Bible. I must read the Bible. And you have knowledge. you can go Matthew, Genesis. So this new person says, oh, this will take me a long time. So instead of getting them to immediately walk mightily with God, they will not.
Yeah, so
I said to Krishna, in the fellowships, don't take your Bible. You are inspired to read the Bible at home, you read it. But in the fellowship, just open your mouth and speak. And so these people will catch this. Oh, this I can do. Yeah. And encourage them to listen to God. Few points. So these new people immediately took off. And also these new people too, God brought these new people. Like God shows the right way, right doctrine. And even shows from the scripture. For example, I wanted to see how did Jesus teach or taught. And just go to all places, even so scripture, going to the scripture. Then he's just speaking. Conversation also, we just go over every place where Jesus opened his mouth. Just go, and it becomes very apparent that he just speak by inspiration. He taught Sermon on the Mount. He opened his mouth and began to say, speak. Blessed is the man who is like this, and bless the man like that. And then he would go and say reference to the scripture, Old Testament. In the old times, your father said
he was written or whatever.
Yeah, he says he was said. Yeah, he was said like in the olden times. They said like he would say like that. They said. He didn't even say scripture said. They said that thou shalt not kill. But I tell you. So he's just going beyond. From where are you talking about? Like some person can question to Jesus.
Why are you changing?
Why are you not stuck with the scripture, Old Testament? So in the Sermon on the Mount, he just goes over and like that. Totally new place, everywhere, new place, and goes over that you are not to worry, take no thought, what you will eat, what you will, these things.
Drink.
Look at the fowls of the air, they toil not. So, from where are you quoting Jesus? Like so many places like that. And then one place, the Pharisees said, oh, you are casting out devils with devils. Then Jesus answered in different ways. Like he's not saying, okay, let's go to the scripture. He just said, if I cast out by Beelzebub, then his kingdom is divided. But if I cast him out by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God is come. Or established. If you cast out devils with the devil, maybe he didn't say like that, but in a sense it's like this. Like these people are doing, they're casting out devils with Beelzebub, means bigger devils. In such a case, spirits will go, but they will come back. Afterwards, even with bigger spirits, bigger ones. So from where is he getting this information? Many things that he speaks is not written in the Old Testament. And even say, law and the prophets are fulfilled in this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and love your neighbor as thyself. These are two great commandments, and if you do this, then all the laws are fulfilled. So, okay, now, where's the proof? Like some people can say, oh, I don't believe that. Where is it written? But he spoke by the Spirit. Yeah, he's not worried about, oh, but I have to stay on the Scripture. I must stay on the Scripture. Balance. He was not. He was totally dependent upon God to give the words. And he will also...
That's what it means to be anointed, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Once people were anointed, it was God doing everything for them.
Yeah.
And First John, it says that we are now anointed by them.
Yeah.
You have been anointed by the anointed.
Yeah, so anointed will teach you.
And that means God with you.
Yes.
God working with you.
Yeah,
God is speaking with you or through you.
So, to build each one to that level, so far, believers were discouraged that they can do this. Jesus said, the works that I do, you can do. If Jesus was here, he would say that. He would just encourage, you can do this. Then we will be encouraged. If he said that, oh, you have to be watched, you have to watch, then how much scripture you have to know to balance? How much? I still don't know so much of the scriptures, so how can I balance? It becomes that way. It has to be balanced with the scripture. So in what sense? Because it's so huge. To this very moment, which scripture to balance? I have no idea. Like anybody has idea? Because life is moving, dynamic, different individual, different person.
Yeah.
So, God is the one to balance.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's
what
it was.
Yeah.
It's God that balances.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't have to be scripture. God is the one. For example, Jesus was confronted with the lawyers from the Jerusalem, crushing this woman who was caught in the midst of adultery. Right in front of him, she was thrown on the ground. And they said, okay, she's like this, and the law says like this. What do you say? So, how to balance? Because they are saying, what do you say? They are saying, okay, you say that you are the Messiah, you know, you are the Son of God. But the law says like this. Now, tell me, what do you say? But he went directly to God. That's the main thing.
Mm.
To go to God, not to the scripture. Go to God first.
Mm.
So Jesus went to God, and his answer was not discussion with and from the Bible, Old Testament. Yes, here, yes, mercy and law, look, and then so-and-so in Deuteronomy is like this. He didn't do like that, but directly, very shortcut. The one who have not sinned, cast the first stone, and then quiet. And that, boom, solved the problem. Solomon, the king, who sought God, God asked him, what do you want? And he said, oh, I want the wisdom. And God was very happy. Okay, good.
Yes.
So, in the first record of his challenge was that two babies, two mothers, was dead, and very big commotion happened, and it reached to the king. And I'm sure Solomon said, bring them. I will hear. And he didn't say, okay, priest, what does the law say? Tell me some education, some background. Okay, I want to hear the witnesses from both sides. Okay. He didn't do that. He directly went to God. So that's the point. Joseph, Pharaoh, then he went directly to God. So that's the way God is showing us from the scripture. Come to me directly. I am the fountain of the living water. My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And they went to some other sources. So God is showing us that now we have the access. Now go directly to God. Then always God will give you right thing, right thing. You have the capability to receive the right thing. As long as you're willing, as long as you are not blocking him with your own tradition.
That's the thing. So chance to recognize exactly that it is from him that is coming.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, the same scripture says that now you're a new creature.
Yes.
All things are passed down.
Right.
There's new things.
Yes.
In front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So why be afraid?
Mm.
God is telling you, I'm the one that's going to lead you.
Yes.
That's going to show you. And that's going to inspire you.
Yes.
So might as well trust.
Yes.
That those promptings that come to you are from God.
Yes.
Because He is the one. Mm. You know, taking care of you and watching over you and guiding you.
And this is what the scripture says. From the right way, directly from God. This is what the scripture is showing, that the man of God kind of person gets it. Then he can give encouragement to the believer. Okay, now you can go directly to God and not to be afraid. The man of God kind of person is to get from the scripture, this is how you do. The man of God kind of person gets it. Oh yeah, I see. This is how Jesus walked, operated. So, I will practice that. I will practice that. Then I will understand. Oh, I see. It's like that. Then I will teach you. Just say. Say, okay, you go to God. Ask Him. You're going to receive. Don't worry. He's your Father. Like that. So the believers then, they need to just practice that right information. I don't have to tell him, okay, now you go to the scripture. Unless God is showing him to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we are not saying to the believers, okay, now you purchase a Bible and every day you read. We don't say that because we are not inspired. In fact, God is not inspiring us to do that. God is inspiring us to directly connect to Him.
To tell him what to read.
Yeah, if they want to read, if God is saying, I want you to get acquainted with the scripture, then He will do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to
promote.
Because if we will give everybody, now you need to buy the Bible. In fact, some time ago, at certain area, they're purchasing from the Bible Society thousands and thousands of Bibles per month. So huge. That Bible Society said, which group are you? No mission, no churches. But as we understood this, and God is showing, don't do that. It will slow down. Because everybody then wants to just teach from the Bible instead of speak by the inspiration. So communicated that area, this, so that leader got it, stopped it. After that, the area just grew very powerfully. So the key leader has to get the right doctrine also.
Okay.
Yeah. So in Nepal, it is moving so fast because from the beginning, at the beginning it was only few people. We have to communicate this point. So they received it gladly, they practiced. So they are just speaking by the Spirit. And they are just doing what God puts in their hearts. And God is adding daily multitudes, and then new laborers. So they see, like Krishna, how he's teaching, speaking, walking. So he will do the same thing. Another person, another person, and so everybody is being led by God, not depend upon Krishna. Krishna is reconciling person to God. So multitudes and multitudes and multitudes.